Richie. Once we've gotten everybody into the mood here, into the groove on the Good Day program, I want to get to the bright side, always looking on the bright side of life. This is a Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden. Jennifer is ill today. We're going to meet George Benson. No, she didn't. Nothing. I was with her on Thanksgiving. She didn't eat too much at all. She was very reserved. Remember on Broadway, the George Benson hit? How many people remember that? He's had a lot of big hits. And he's got another one that he's going to talk about later on. On Broadway.
Lots of songs.
Yeah. Let's think about the bright side of the road, the good side to every situation. How many of you don't think that's what I was looking for?
On the bright side.
Yeah, it is.
Only look on,
on the bright side of life. So, are you involved in relationships at work or a relationship, your personal relationships? Are you involved in things that you haven't? I mean, Thanksgiving brings a lot of us together, families, friends, and invariably somebody will come back with a story. I haven't spoken to my sister for a year, and I'm not going to speak to her for another year. Why? Well, because she was disrespectful to my wife. There's a great episode last night, if you saw The Good Wife, was their Thanksgiving show, and it was the two mothers-in-law at each other. And in essence, this is, it's a complicated story. It's a really good television show, Roberta, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, it is a good show.
Chris Noth, Juliana Margulis, is that how you pronounce her name?
Margulis.
And a good, solid cast. This is the relationship. But her husband, Noth is the husband, and he's been disloyal. He's been what?
He's been through the ringer.
Yeah, he has, and he's been put through a lot. Anyway, I was thinking about all of us who have some kind of dysfunction in our lives, and I say us. I don't know. I think the best example of my dysfunction was my parents. My sisters and I are really an interesting unit, and I got an email from my sister Linda yesterday, and she and I aren't that close in proximity. She lives in Minnesota, comes back here four or five times a year, and visits when her children are having birthdays or a special holiday or one of those things. And so I sent out a note. Richie, you got a copy of it. Roberta, you got a copy of
it. Yes.
Basically thanking people who touched my... Well, it was Thanksgiving.
It was very, very sweet, Doug.
Very
I was
nice.
Crying.
Yes.
I actually got a little tear in my eye.
Really?
I did, yes. I did. Really? Seriously.
Why?
It was just very sweet.
Hmm.
I didn't expect it.
Well,
from you, especially. No.
Thank you. Isn't that, though, the best way of connecting? Isn't it an important thing for you to realize who's on your side? I guess maybe that's the better way of putting it. And so my sister responded to that because she'd reached out to me on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And the exchange that we had back and forth was very gratifying. And I didn't bring this up for you to acknowledge it. I just wanted to touch the people that I had an experience or touched out who reached out to me or I had a connection with on Thanksgiving Day. Excuse me. And so when my sister responded the way that she did, I was pleasantly surprised. Not that she's ever gone out of her way to not be a good sister, but it was the tone, it was the attitude. And I thought to myself, and maybe that's what I was thinking as I sent the note out, because I am so abridged by all of the foolishness that goes on. We had this discussion nonstop about Black Friday and the stores being open on Thursday. And, you know, what in the world are we doing here? Why are we debasing the two fundamental, I think Thanksgiving and Christmas are the fundamental, July 4th probably, are the only real holidays that have any real grounding or basis in anything? Thanksgiving Day is an extraordinarily important day for you to just kind of take stock. And then, you know, you deal in a sense with the Christmas holidays, but the real meaning of it and how the world really does change, despite all the nonsense at the stores, the fussing and the fighting and the foolishness. And then the 4th of July, which is such a wonderful American holiday. I just think that there are all kinds of reasons to be happy on those days. And so the people that get stuck in their sour moods and sour puss and do whatever it is that they seem to do to denigrate the value of those days bug me. And so I just, I guess what I was thinking, in a sense, I was at the house in Santa Monica, and I was, it was just kind of off on a toot. I was thinking about some things in my own life. And this is an extraneous offshoot of that, thinking about success. And along with success, anybody who has had any success in any part of their lives has certainly found failure as well. Can you transfer the, or transform maybe is the better word, the failure into something of value? Have you thought about the way you look at things? And is your being able to take a failure and make it a success something that's important? The stumbling blocks that we go through every day, or in the ups and downs, the curves, if you will. I'm doing my baseball bat now. The curves that are tossed in our direction, they can defeat you, or you can use them as stepping stones. I was thinking that this, I am the craziest person that you know. Last night,
Without a doubt, about
dark, I was on the bulldozer, and I was pushing. There was a pile. I had to move the bulldozer from one farm to the other, and there's a pile of stones that have been dumped on the long the side of the driveway for a couple of years, and they've bothered me. And I've asked everybody who's gotten onto the bulldozer for 2 years to move that pile of rock, and nobody has.
Why?
So, I just say, you know, somebody, they'll say, well, it's too busy, didn't have time, blah, 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 blah. So I got, before I put on the truck to move it to the other farm, this is a John Deere 650. It's a pretty good sized bulldozer. And I'd actually never operated the bulldozer before to actually make it do something. I have moved it, but that doesn't require a whole lot of skill. You just have to know how to get it in gear, get it up on the truck, move the blade around. That's it. But I decided I was going to experience the bulldozer.
Oh, jeez.
So, nothing.
Usually one of these nothing comes with a call saying, I just broke this.
No, I didn't break. No, I didn't break a thing, but I moved this pile of stone from where it was, and I sort of spread it out along the edge of the creek so that it would have a nice natural barrier and bond. And so, as I was looking at it, it was funny because it was just about dark, and I noticed that the stones fell into place so that I could now, without planning, walk down to the creek. And before, I would have gotten stuck in the mud and stuff along the edge of the creek, but now, the way the stones ended up just falling, I can walk down four of the stones down to the creek. So anyway, this is an analogy of sorts. Stepping stones. You need to have these stepping stones in life. You have adversity, but in the adversity lies the seed of an advantage. In every defeat, there is a lesson showing you how to win the next time. So perhaps those of you who had experiences last week that were not as you wish they had been, perhaps you learned something, or maybe you ask yourself today about those problems that you had last week, and can you see it as an opportunity? Remember, and I have the best example I have of it is my own circumstance here on the farm, because I'm way off the road, there are no streetlights, there's nothing that gets in the way. So when you go outside on a dark night, you look up and you see the stars. So the sky has to be dark, though, in order for you to see the stars. You can't see the stars if you're in downtown Boston or downtown New York or downtown Washington. You can't, because there's too much light. You look up in, when you're in New York, Roberto, you can never see the stars.
Oh, you see a few of them.
Yeah, but not
a lot.
Not a lot.
Right.
But here, where it's dark, the darkness of night, you look up and you can see the stars, and that's how to handle, I think, some of the disappointments that you may find comes out of your family gatherings or your reality in the last week or so. Or maybe you take stock of it as you look, we get close to the end of the year. What good things have happened to you this year? What great things have happened to you this year? Are they still a part of your life? Are they still a focus Have you lost somebody? I remember last year, I think about this time, I was waxing philosophical about the passing of Tony. And, you know, that sort of thing. We've all had that sort of stuff. So, Richie, to go back to what we were talking about with regard to the chemotherapy, was that in this hour or last hour?
It was last hour.
Last hour, okay. I was... I say this lovingly.
One of our listeners, Doug, says that he'll shave his head if you were to get sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. I think that we were talking about the coaches. Yeah, of course.
We're talking about Chuck Pagano and how all of his players and cheerleaders are
shaving their heads
to support him. And Doug thinks that there's too much emphasis put on these
on just
sports.
Him. I think that all the people who are fans of that team ought to be recognized. They ought to have a special day for them at the park. They put them in a special section, and they ought to give them the same treatment they gave the coach. That was the point, the gist of my message.
Right.
And, of course, Richie twisted and turned it around to suggest that I want you, when next time you go to a game and see Pagano, to boo him, which is not what I said at all, had no basis in reality. But that happens, too, sometimes with people. You can say things, and they come out. You have a meaning for them, and your truth is in the words, but the next person who hears them doesn't hear the truth in the words the same way. That's the way it is. Anyway, I wish him well, Richie, for sure. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
La 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 la. Why does it? I usually have some difference between when I'm talking and what I hear in my headsets, Richie.
You usually, how so?
Well, it doesn't sound. You know, there's a difference between how I sound when I'm listening off the air and how I sound on the air.
Right. Because usually when you're off the air, you're usually going, how come I don't have this? When are we going to do that? What did we ever do about this?
Twilight and Skyfall are the big movies of the weekend. 21 after on Good Day.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Point in each hour brings us some kind of musical connection. Some of the songs that have been big over the last 25 years, as we remind you to go to facebook.com/Good Day Show or tweet us at Good Day Show, and we'll get you into the Smart Mom Tip of the Day contest, for which you'll use this gift card any way you want to. That's celebrating our 25th year here on Good Day, thanks to help from the Exogen Accurate Temperature Read folks. So, 25 years of music, and it starts here with this song, which was number one during this week in 1988. The Good Day program was a month old, and U2 was number one with Desire. Big export from Ireland, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's another song. Let's move ourselves up closer to today. Number one during this week in 2011, last year, Cobra Starship, and You Make Me Feel. I feel like Casey Kasem.
So until next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Number one during this week in 1995 was Mariah Carey, our Boys to Men. I like this song.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it's good pop song.
She's total diva and a little bit crazy, but man, she's got some pipes she can sing.
Everybody should know somebody who's totally crazy and a little diva at least once in their life. And there you go. All right, next on from this day, 2003, Outkast and Hey Ya. Hey Ya. Remember this? Actually, I'm just now vaguely remembering this song. They didn't have anything else, did they, Richie? This was it for them?
No, they had quite a few hits, actually.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Outkast. Yeah, they're big hits.
And the point of the song is?
Hey, ya.
Hey, ya.
It pretty much says it all.
Hey, ya. Roberta, hey, ya.
Hey, ya.
Hey, ya.
Hi, hi, hi.
All right, so this is Jennifer Lopez's former husband, right, Mark Anthony?
Yeah.
This was his first pop hit, was it? This week, 1999, I Need to Know.
I can't confirm. No, he's been around longer than that.
Has he? I always thought he needed some of the Pure Attitude facial creams.
Apparently, if he's married to Jennifer Lopez, he's doing okay, I guess.
But he's not married to her any longer.
No, he's not, but I'm sure he's not struggling.
No, he's fine. Wasn't he the host of one of the shows or didn't somebody else?
They had a show together that actually played on the Spanish channel that my wife watches, where they went through all of South America and Central America looking for just amazing entertainment acts.
Really?
And it was actually very good, and the show was done in English and in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So when we were
at
watching
the same time, they'd have people
would speak in English, and then when they were talking,
Jennifer Lopez
acts,
would speak in both English and Spanish,
and so would Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony, really?
And so when we were watching it on the Spanish channels, they would subtitle the English parts for the Spanish audience.
Ah.
But I was able. It was actually a very good show.
Yeah, it's recognizable. Rihanna, number one during this week, 2 years ago.
Rihanna.
What'd I say?
Rihanna.
I can say Rihanna. You say Rihanna.
Yeah.
You think Charlotte cares?
Charlotte doesn't care.
Yeah.
She can care less.
I'm the only girl in the world. Pretty much the same techno pop stuff that you hear on all reality or the contestants.
Spit
shows.
It in, spit it out.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hi, Whitney Houston was number one with this song during this week in 1990.
Yeah, old school.
The Good Day Show is 2 years old.
Old school.
Yeah. Some of these tunes are good. Put your mind into a good place. Kris Jenner says most stars desperately try to hide the fact they have nips and tucks. She says everybody needs a fresh set every 20 years. Here you go, Roberta. 28 after on Good Day.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas J. McKernan, 379th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
Our tail gunner reports that he can see MiGs coming across the border low and behind us. And what happens, they came up through our formation shooting and went out the other side and right back into Manchuria. We didn't get hit, but our lead guy got hit, and he got a 37-millimeter, one or two shells up in the cockpit area. I remember it knocked out his radios, his oxygen. Anyway, all of a sudden, he starts diving. You never leave formation. Formation integrity is everything. So we all started with the other three airplanes started. I remember my aircraft commander, Bruce, saying a few choice cuss words about this high-speed descent, like what was going on. And then we escorted him into Kimpo Airfield, and they landed there with the airplanes so they get medical help for the co-pilot. It was in bad shape.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Notice that smooth segue into a big pop hit and a jazz hit as well. I think George Benson is known not only as a Grammy Award-winning top 10 singer, but I think his music, Richie, you can back me up on this or not, has spanned several different formats, the pop genre, the jazz genre, R&B, certainly. George Benson, excuse me, born and raised in Pittsburgh. When he was 7 years old, Benson played the ukulele in a corner drugstore that paid a couple of bucks. That is good. At the age of 8, he was playing guitar in a nightclub on Friday and Saturday nights. At the age of 8,
wow.
At the age of 10, he was recording his first hit with RCA Victor called She Makes Me Mad. And he was known at that time as Little Georgie. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Little Georgie.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Oh, okay, so that's a good thing. So, at 7, you picked up a ukulele. Where did the ukulele come from?
Actually, my father, my stepfather, he found it in a garbage can. Someone had broken it up and thrown it away.
Really?
And he retrieved it and glued it back together and put a new set of strings on. And he taught me the first few chords. And there was the beginning of my career.
So did you grow up around music then, essentially? As your father,
you know,
your stepfather was
loaded with a lot of great musicians. We had Perry Como from there. We had Art Blakey, the great jazz drummer. Mm-hmm. Billy Eckstein, Lena Horne, people like that, Henry Mancini.
Wow.
So it was loaded. Lots of great music.
George, do you ever think about what if somebody never threw that ukulele away?
It probably would not have stopped me because I had started on the violin. I got kicked out of the violin class in school because the teacher found out I wasn't reading the music. I was playing by ear.
Yeah,
That was the law, against the law then, you know. Yeah. So,
all right, so then how has that been a hallmark in your career? Did you ever learn to read music, or do you always still play it by ear?
I can read a little bit of music, you know, but I'm not what you call a sight reader. Mm-hmm. My ears are better. than my eyes.
This is what I always wonder. As I'm a very amateur musician, been playing guitar all my life, and I'm still very bad at it. When you write songs, do you write it down how, or do you just kind of remember the riffs and put it all together?
Yeah, I usually find something. I might hear something in my head. Kind of a musical riff of some kind, and I'll try to get to a recording device to just put the idea down, and then I embellish on it. You know, as time goes by, I add a little bit here, a little bit there, and pretty soon the whole song is in my head, and that's the process I've been using for many years.
So who helps you? Who comes up with the ideas to collaborate with you?
Well, you know, I've run into a lot of great musicians over the years. Some of them they've become my protégés. Just like I was the protégé of a lot of other musicians like Montgomery and Grant Green, Kenny Burrell. So when I hear their potential, you know, I try to nurture that, you know, and encourage them. And lo and behold, a few years later, they're up to making a record as a duo with me. So they made a lot of progress, and I said, hey, man, we need to put this on record so we can have this for all time. And it's worked out very well with me. Earl Klugh was one of them. Great artist, you know. Today I'm very proud of what he's accomplished.
Well, the essence of your music, at first, did you feel like you belonged in any particular genre, or you just liked to play and it fit and people liked it? You know, I just said a few minutes ago, you were part of R&B, you're part of jazz, part of pop music. Does any of that mean anything to you, or you don't sit down with an idea, okay, it's time for me to have a pop hit in your mind?
You know, it was amazing to me when I went to New York finally, you know, in my late teens, and I found how segregated the music was. You know, to me, it was only one kind of music, two kinds, good and bad. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know they put labels on music. Although I had been hearing these different kinds of music, no one ever said on the radio, well, here is a funk tune by such and such in those days. They do now, but they didn't in those days. And they would just play a Nat King Cole record, and I liked the artist and the song that he was singing.
So
you know.
And maybe you can speak to the fact there are a lot of people today in the world of music who say that has been ruined. It was ruined by the big guys, the fat white guys in the corner office smoking cigars who decided what the hits were. In fact, what a lot of people are doing, and I'm not sure about how you're distributing your music now, but we'll get into that. Is there a change because of the realities that the white guys in the corner office smoking cigars really don't decide what the next big hit is going to be?
Well, everything changes, you know, but everything also has to have a beginning. And so every part of it was important. I mean, the people who were interested in music really nurtured the art of music, and the people who were interested in finance, money, nurtured that end of it. I've benefited from both. I have Grammy Awards that say, well, George, okay, you're an important artist in the stream of things. But I also have done very well financially.
Mm-hmm.
So all of it plays a part. I don't have grudges, and I don't...
No, no, I'm not suggesting it's about grudges. I'm just asking about the reality. And what portion of your time, your life these days, is on the road performing in big venues, medium-sized venues, smaller venues, and have you liked doing that over your career?
Well, I've certainly enjoyed the challenge that each one brings, you know. Playing in a big outdoor venue is light years away from playing in a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenges of playing in a nightclub might be bigger because they're up close and personal and they can hear every nuance of what you're doing.
Yeah. So you can't cover your mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Richie, play a little of the... this is a song that George Benson, who's with us now, his website is georgebenson.com, recorded this version of The Greatest Love of All for the Muhammad Ali movie, The Greatest. And then it was later released by Whitney Houston. Tonight, you would be the one. Oh, I'd want to hold forevermore. Oh, girl, if I lost it all tonight, I would reach for you. Because you're my sweetest. I didn't get the right introduction. This is the new song. The one for me, I thought we were going to play. I'm sorry, go ahead, George.
That's good because people got a chance to hear. There is a great similarity there that I just realized when you played it.
Right, when I first heard it, I thought, yeah, I thought at the beginning, I was, Richie, play the beginning. I don't think you played the beginning of The Greatest Love of All before, did you? Did you play that?
No, I didn't. No.
Right, do you have that
it
there?
It was the one.
Or
the
do we not?
I have it around somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, I can tell you this.
Should end tonight, you would be the one. Oh, I'd wanna hold
your voice,
forevermore.
When you sing, George, sounds younger than your speaking voice. Do people tell you that?
Well, you know, my voice is a combination of a lot of experiences I've had. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I was with, you know, I sang by myself for a while.
Yeah.
And then the singing group thing, you know, the doo-wop groups came along.
Yeah.
Some of the songs you had to sing very high, you know.
What doo-wop groups?
Frankie Lyman period, you know.
Yeah, what doo-wop groups were you a part of, and have you got some of that music in your head?
Well, I had one of the best groups in Pittsburgh. They were called the Altairs.
Yeah.
And for years we sang together, you know, from the time I was about 15 to about 18 years old.
Oh, come on. I want to hear one of your hits.
We didn't have any hits back then.
Oh, you didn't?
We were local around
Pittsburgh. Do-wah, 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 do-wah. This is
that
the white
guy. That was a great one, wasn't it?
It was. Frankie Lyman, what a shame. I guess that's part of the sort of subtext behind the scenes. When you were a kid, we all know what drugs and alcohol, what role it plays these days. You remember hearing Louis Armstrong said he smoked a joint every day of his life, and that's how he got into the mood to do things. But as a kid growing up in Pittsburgh and being a part of the music scene there, how much of a problem were drugs? Frankie Lyman died when he was, what, 18, 19 of a drug overdose. Was it something that you had to cope with?
You know, I never got into drugs. I got into trouble when I was a kid, though. And I did a very short stint at a reform school about
oh,
six
really?
Weeks.
What happened?
Yeah, but it taught me a great lesson.
What did you do?
I knew that jail or being locked up was not going to be my part of my life. So I went the straight and narrow. I got into the singing thing and tightened up my art. And I learned to play the guitar better. And,
mm-hmm.
and so by the time someone came and asked me to go on the road, I was almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed the experience of going out around the world and seeing what the world was like. A couple of years of doing that, or 3 years later, they started thinking about me as one of the top 10 players in the jazz world. You know?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts as a jazz master. Who else is in that? Who's in that group with you?
Oh, the guys you mean before me, great folks: John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, probably Wes Montgomery, Miles Davis. You know, a lot of incredible people and names you might not know, but they're very common in the jazz world. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've had the pleasure of playing with a lot of these people, and they watched Georgie when I was young develop into a guitar player. When I first went to New York, I was a singer who happened to play guitar.
Right.
But they saw the potential and they encouraged me. So years later, lo and behold, here I am, considered a jazz master among the greats. Wow.
You know, go ahead, Richie.
Well, I mean, do you look out there today and see anybody that you just go, wow, that's some really neat stuff that's coming up and new?
All the time. I'm all over the world, so I get a chance to see people who, you know, that the world right now doesn't know exist, and probably in some cases they never will.
Mm.
You know, that's the incredible thing about what I do. I'm in nooks and crannies all over the world, you know, and I'm at jam sessions where some youngster will come up on the bandstand and blow everybody away.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
So, you know, that kind of thing happens every day, but that's what keeps music so interesting
and keeps it fresh,
and gives us a future generation. admiration for good music.
All right, Turn Your Love Around. I don't think you've played a bit of that, Richie. People remember
that.
This. Just a big hit in the early 80s. Crank it up.
Don't you turn me down. I can show you how. Turn your love around.
Good song. So, George, I'm guessing, not knowing, you and I have never spoken before, but I'm wondering, as I listen to your voice and as I hear your attitude, what you do to give back. Because I'm thinking you're one of these guys that is either in the neighborhood or somehow or other is trying to fix things for people who may have had the same start that you did, and you're trying to bring with the, instead of turn your love around, they're trying to, under your auspices, turn their lives around. I don't know it for a fact, but I'm just sensing it. Am I right or not?
It's a good question. And, of course, anybody who's had the kind of success I've had will always want to see others, you know, enjoy that, too, because the thing I wish I could pass on was that everyone would have the kind of experience, the things that happened to me that I never imagined would happen to me. You know, record of the year with This Masquerade way back in the 70s. And the one you just played is probably my biggest single, believe it or not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
I had the good fortune of having the number one record in the United States, and from the same album, a different song called Never Give Up was number one in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've seen a lot of things in the music world, and I wish a lot of people could experience that, too. And people do call me or get in touch with me through email from all over planet Earth, you know, asking me questions about this, that, and the other, you know. What do I think about when I play? Who are my heroes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did I get to where I am, you know?
Yeah, those are all great questions. You know, I wish I'd have thought of them, Richie. I could have been down there out of time. Those are good questions. GeorgeBenson.com. Is that where this song, The One For Me, is downloadable, or where is the is this commercially available? How do we find The One For Me?
I'm not sure. There are several sources. Blue Water Records is one way, because bluewater.com would probably be the easiest way to get the record.
Bluewater.com.
And then I'm sure it's on Amazon.
Must be, I was going to say. It would have to be on Amazon.
Absolutely.
Bluewater.com for the new music from George Benson. Check out his website, GeorgeBenson.com. George, a pleasure to have you here. And I hope that you have a great New Year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Whatever fits best. Take good care.
Well, I appreciate it very much, gentlemen. It's a little early for me, but I'll tell you, I enjoyed the conversation.
Yep.
And I hope to talk to you again.
A little early for us, too, George.
Nah, it's good for you. It's a wake up, rise, and shine call, George.
Thank you.
Take good care. George Benson, on Good Day.
What's real, what I try to say.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. the idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Lady Marmalade, Christina Aguilera, and Little Kim from the movie Moulin Rouge.
That would be Lil Kim.
What did I say, Lil?
Little.
Lil.
That's like you saying 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
50. 50.
What are you laughing at, Chucker?
Nothing.
What the hell is the matter with you? This is the number one movie this week in 2001. Chucker's got a little starch today, Richie.
Yeah.
Do you need some time, Rich? Where are we?
No, we're fine. We're okay. Roll.
I guess I'm having flashbacks of the 20 years I've experienced with you on the air.
Right. That's not a bad thing.
Realizing that Doug is actually the whitest guy you'll ever meet in your life, right?
We had a good conversation with George Benson, though.
I don't talk about that, but I'd love to hear a conversation between you and Lil' Kim.
Oh. Yeah. I'm better off having a conversation with George Benson, I think.
Yeah, I think you're safe.
On that score. All right, so what we've done here in our contest, Movie Moments, for those of you who are new to the program, we have Chucker here every day at this time talking about movies. For example, we have the box office totals for the weekend. That'll be cool. I think we know what's in the top two positions. We'll see what else fits in there, though. We also have a contest with some audio from a movie. You identify the movie, and you get $150 worth of creams and washes and that sort of thing from the folks at Pure Attitude. So here is the one clip. We have these clips for the next week that we took from the 100 greatest movie insults of all time. And from this, we will move into our Christmas stuff next week. So this is another clip that... Really, when you hear the voice, I don't think it's going to be very difficult for you to figure out. So let's test that. Here's the clip.
You two are just dumber than a bag of hammers.
You got that one?
That's quick.
Yeah, play it again.
Very quick.
All right, one more time.
You two are just dumber than a bag of hammers.
You recognize the voice, right?
It's still very, it's so quick. It's, I sort of do, but it's very, very quick.
Play it again, Richie.
Yeah, it, at the end, it kind of something.
You two are just dumber than a bag of hammers.
That way he says hammers, you can tell it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't tell who yet. That's just it's so fast.
Really? 800-510-8255. This is from the list of the greatest movie insults of all time.
Does this movie, would you hate this movie because it's so stupid?
No.
Okay.
It was it was number one movie during this week in 2000. The star is perhaps considered to be one of the biggest, or if not the biggest, box office draw in the world today. All right, play the clip one more time.
You two are just dumber than a bag of hammers.
All right, who's that? What's the name of the movie from which it comes? Chuck, could you figure it out?
I don't know it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. All right, having said that, Chucker, you have the list of the top five movies for the weekend. No surprises there, really, right?
Not really. Breaking Dawn 2, the last Twilight film, $43 million, $227 million 2 weeks of release. Skyfall placed second. This Bond film's doing perhaps, well, it is on target to be the highest-grossing Bond movie ever worldwide.
Yeah.
$790 million worldwide, $36 million over the weekend here. They'll play second. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln doing very, very well. 25.
Great movie. You went to see it, right? What did you think of it?
I did. I thought it was very good. I thought Daniel Day-Lewis didn't just play Lincoln. He became Lincoln.
Yeah, he did. I think that's...
I never thought he was acting. It just felt like you were watching the real Lincoln on the big screen.
You did. And I have not been a fan of his over the years, but I liked him in this.
And Tommy Lee Jones was electric every time he comes
Very
on
much,
screen.
Yeah. Very, very, very good.
So highly recommended from both of us. Number four, Rise of the Guardians, and number five, Ang Lee's Life of... I just want to bring up Larry Hagman's death. I must admit, I did feel very bad because his J.R. Ewing was one of the great iconic characters of all time, and Larry Hagman was quite the...
why didn't they ever make a movie of that?
Of what, Larry Hagman's life?
No, Dallas, sorry.
Well, you know, they have the reboot on TNT, which I never thought would be good, but it is quite good.
Yeah.
And Larry Hagman is a huge part of the show. Reportedly, he's filmed six episodes of when it comes back in January, and then they're going to have to write in the characters passing. So,
Yeah,
but I just feel very bad.
Well, he was an iconic character, for sure. Never, I mean, he was in some movies, but always known most as a television star. All right, let's get to the identity of this movie. Hello, who are we going? Kathy, hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Well, thank you. Where are you?
I'm in Alaska.
Really, are you playing the violin in the background? Who's playing the violin?
This is from the soundtrack of the movie that they were about to identify.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's the name of the movie?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Who is the star?
George Clooney.
George Clooney. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That's a very interesting movie, for sure. And you get all the Pure Attitude creams and lotions and stuff. Congratulations. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow, Chucker.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic, plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived, organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, in the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.